And welcome to the Putting Your Retirement Interest First podcast with financial expert and number one Amazon best-selling author, Robert Cannon. Each episode features helpful insights, practical tips, and reliable strategies to help make your retirement as enjoyable as possible. For the next few minutes, enjoy listening as co-host Bethany Bilson talks with Robert Cannon about putting your retirement interests first.
Well, once again, I am joined by Robert Cannon. Robert is the author of Putting Your Retirement Interests First. It's a prioritized approach to protect your future and turn your dreams into a reality. This week, we're going to be talking about the Long-Term Care Shield. It's chapter 6 of your book. And as I was reading through your book in this chapter, I was really shocked by the statistic that you mentioned this in the book, that 70% of people that are 65 and older are going to need long-term care at some point in their life, but health insurance and Medicare don't cover that, which I had no idea about. So in your experience talking with different clients, is that something that a lot of them are kind of blinded by?
I think the percentage is even higher. You know, when I speak to people, every now and then I'll get someone who will actually really consider it and they're really concerned with long-term care. But most people, they never even consider that as a potential risk. And it's a real risk, especially, you know, for someone in the younger years. When you're older, you can have some assets and you can have your assets pay for some of the long-term care. It's not ideal, but at least it's there. But when you're younger and you're starting a family, it can absolutely destroy, you know, your finances and your family's net worth. So it's really scary that people don't even consider it.
Yeah. So for maybe somebody that is in the younger age bracket and they're trying to think towards the future and think about what's potentially ahead for them, what are some practical first steps that they could take to start preparing for long-term care?
So for sure, we have to earmark some money off for that, right? Now, we can make a determination based on how much money you're making. If you're making a lot of money, maybe we can make a determination that we can kind of self-assure, but still insure. There's different ways of doing that. If you're in a lower middle-class bracket, we may have to just do some long-term care insurance or a combination of both. And it really is very customizable depending on, you know, your circumstances. So we'll look at everything. We'll figure it out. But we need to mitigate that risk because, you know, just imagine you have a house and you don't have flood insurance or, you know, fire insurance. I mean, it'd be insane saying, well, I don't think anything's going to happen. Can you take that chance? What if something happens? You can get wiped out. So you have to mitigate that risk.
So what about for someone that's maybe in the middle of a crisis where either they need long-term care or their parent needs long-term care and they didn't really prepare for it? Are there any kind of emergency measures that a person could take to be in a better position financially?
I mean, yes, but, you know, waiting to the last minute is a disastrous game plan. You know, we have some alternative ways of long-term care facilities, which, you know, are very expensive. You have a family member, right, that's in long-term care?
Yeah, my grandfather. He has dementia. And so my grandmother cared for him in the home for a long time. And then it got to the point where it wasn't just enough for her to just do it by herself. She needed some help. So my grandfather was put into a long-term care facility. I think the end of last year is what I remember. But it was something that my family hadn't necessarily prepped for because we just didn't think about it. I mean, other than dementia, my grandfather's in great health. And so we didn't think about that with him. And it was something that kind of took my family off guard. We really had to rearrange a few things and kind of take these emergency steps because we didn't prepare for it. You think they're going to be fine forever. They're going to be healthy forever. And that was something that my family kind of was taken off guard by.
Let me ask you a question, if you don't mind. How much is he paying?
I don't know that. I do know that what my family ended up doing is putting a lot of their assets or a lot of their money into a house, sinking a lot of that in where Medicaid would kick in faster. But I'm not positive about how much he's paying every month. No.
Okay. So maybe what they did, which we offer, we tell some of our clients too, is to deplete their assets.
Mm-hmm.
So we use, sometimes we use what's called an irrevocable trust. And by putting the client's house in an irrevocable trust and we deplete their assets, Medicaid can help pay for it.
Yeah.
We have a method, unfortunately, like you said, but that's, there's a 5-year look back. It's complicated. There's other trusts there. But the point is there's a lot of ways of figuring out a way to pay for it. I'll tell you a story.
Yeah.
That, in Connecticut, we have a client who actually looked around for a long-term care facility. And see, here in the East bubble that I live in, the prices are insane. So right. I think they got a price of $12,500. So, which by the way is pretty good price. So what we were able to do, I know it's insane. We were able to find a facility, a smaller facility is like in home for only $7,000 a month.
Hmm.
But when you're faced with $12,000, you know, plus, and you're only going to pay
$5,000,
$60,000 a year. So that saved them a lot of money, and it kind of really protected the net worth because, let's just say they're in there for 5 years, that's $300,000, and they're getting exceptional care. So you have to be very, very careful in planning. Planning for this, but what I would have someone like you, right? Because right now you're not concerned. You're young, your husband's young, you guys are young, you're on top of the world. Earmark a small piece for this, and we'll figure it out exactly how much we will put apart. We'll set apart for this, but at least you're protected, and you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Right, because it really is about making the best decision in a not so great situation. Nobody wants to have to put their loved one in long-term care, and nobody wants to think about being in long-term care themselves. It's not something fun to think about. But it is the reality for a lot of families in this country. And so that is something that I think we all need to be educated on and be aware of. And I think a great first step towards educating yourself about something like long-term care is by picking up a copy of your book. It's by Robert Cannon, and it's called Putting Your Retirement Interests First, A Prioritized Approach to Protect Your Future and Turn Your Dreams into a Reality. Robert, once again, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Putting Your Retirement Interest First podcast with financial expert and number one Amazon bestselling author, Robert Cannon. To request a copy of Robert's best-selling book or to have a conversation with him about your financial future, connect with Robert through his website, CannonWealthSolutions.com.